is just a singing to come into His presence. Let's through these songs come to His presence.
Take him at his word and be. I believe He died and rose again. Customs and a lot of, yeah, things that are passed down through tradition.
One of my friends is like one of my best friends, and she's a very sweet girl, and they have I know some stuff they do at Christmas and just like their Hanukkah and stuff. It's just really different, and so I mean, but they're personality-wise, I mean, they're not very different. They don't talk about it a whole lot.
Honestly, when it comes to the Jewish, kind of breaks my heart, really, just God's chosen people, and at the same time, you know, they don't believe that, you know, Jesus came and died for them and all that kind of stuff.
Know that they are very stout in their traditions, going to temple and doing the whole bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah type stuff for their kids that are coming of age. I know most of them, from my perspective, don't believe in the Messiah. The Messiah has not come yet, and they're still waiting and hoping for that day.
Basically, it's a Jewish religion. I know that mostly they believe in the Old Testament, mostly God, not so much Jesus. So that's basically what I know about it, not much.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and welcome to Fuel.
And I'm Haley, and today we're going to talk to you about Judaism. Some of you are probably thinking, oh yeah, the Jewish people. We know all about the Jewish people. Abraham, Moses, the Ten Commandments. Hey, Jesus was a Jew. We know all about the Jewish people because the Bible is full of Jewish people.
But before you just clock out and don't listen to what we're talking about here, or start thinking about how many songs you have on your iPod, I have a lot, so you don't have more than me. It's important to know that a lot of the Jewish people that you know of today are very different than the Jewish people that we read of in the Bible. So let's take a look at this. There are three major religions in the world today that teach that there is one God: Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And all three chase a heritage back to one man. About 4,000 years ago, God chose one couple, a man and a wife named Abraham and Sarah, to start a unique family.
What made this family unique was that God chose Abraham and all his descendants to be God's chosen people, his special representatives on earth. Abraham and his family were not chosen because God loved them more, but God wanted to use them to reveal himself to the rest of the world. They would be a blessing to others by being the ones through whom God revealed his plans, purposes, and instructions for living.
And it was through the Jewish people that we all received the greatest blessing. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth as a Jew and became the one through whom we receive forgiveness, a second chance, and eternal life.
500 years later, the family of Abraham had grown into a vast number, but they were enslaved in Egypt. God miraculously set them free, and through Moses, he led his people to the land he had promised earlier to Abraham. Through Moses, God also gave the law, the instructions his people would need to live as his chosen people. In their promised land, the nation continued to grow.
About 1,000 years after the first promise to Abraham, the nation was strong and powerful under King David and King Solomon. But eventually, the Israelites became divided and split into two, the northern and the southern kingdom. Because of the two groups' continued and growing disobedience to God, the northern kingdom was taken captive in 722 B.C., and the southern kingdom was taken captive 195 years later. The Jews, as an independent nation, had come to an end.
The Jewish people eventually were able to return to Jerusalem and Palestine, but their history became one of living under the rule of other people: the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and finally the Romans. It was during the time of the Roman rule that Jesus appeared on the scene, died, and was resurrected, and the church was launched.
About 40 years after Jesus returned to heaven, in 70 AD, the Jewish people staged an uprising against the Romans. This did not end well for the Jewish people. Jerusalem was destroyed, and the Jewish people were dispersed throughout the Roman Empire. From then on, even to today, the Jewish people have suffered persecution at different times, in different places, from different people groups. They never lost their desire to return to the land promised to them in Palestine. They were able to return to their land of promise in 1948 when the modern state of Israel was created. Today, 13 million Jewish people live in all parts of the world. But half that group lives in the United States.
The Bible teaches us about the start of Judaism, its foundation, and early history. But the practices and beliefs of the Jewish people during Bible times have very little to do with the beliefs of Jewish people living in America today. There is only a very small group of Jewish people who practice what we call traditional Judaism. Let's divide them into three groups.
First, there is the Orthodox Jew. This is that small minority that practices traditional Judaism. These Jews follow a very strict interpretation of law and ethics. This would include the Torah, what we know as the first five books of the Bible, and perhaps more importantly, the Talmud, which contains their oral interpretation of laws and ethics.
Second, there is the Reform Jew, who takes a very liberal view of the law and Jewish customs and practices. Finally, the conservative Jew tries to find a middle group between the Orthodox Jew and the Reform Jew. In these two groups, most Jewish people are only marginally involved in a local synagogue. Many have embraced liberalism, humanism, and secularism. Many see themselves as Jewish more because it is their ethnic heritage rather than what they believe.
If the Jewish people see themselves more as a race of Jews than as of a religion, then I want to know what it is that they believe. So let's ask Tim and Chris, and then kind of find out a little bit more. Now, let me tell you, thanks for joining us, by the way.
Oh, you bet. Absolutely.
Thanks for being here. I know quite a bit about Jewish people and Judaism, but what I know comes from the Bible. What we just read and what we just saw is that a lot of what we learn, Jewish people today are very different than Jewish people of the Bible.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to note that you know, Jews as a race are really all over the map on what they believe. You can talk to one person who will tell you about how he really observes the law. He can tell you about the traditions of the Jewish people, how he doesn't leave the house during the Sabbath. I mean, he's a very religious person. And then you talk to others who may not even know what the law is. There are some that are very political. And yet, while there are many people are Jews in a religious sense, most Jews are Jews because they're born that way.
Yeah, that is what makes Jewish people unique from others. My parents are Christian. My grandparents were Christian. But that doesn't make me a Christian. And most Arabs are Muslim. But being an Arab does not necessarily make you a Muslim. The Jewish people, though, can totally ignore religion, and they're still Jewish.
You know, a person can convert to Judaism, but for most people, all it takes to be Jewish is to be born one. And while most Jewish people might be all over the map on what they believe, there are a few core tenets that I think most Jews would agree upon. One is that there is one God. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And this is an unbelievably important phrase to Jewish people. Most Jewish people, or many Jewish people, recite this at least twice a day in their prayers.
Since they repeat this quote, how is it important to say then that the Old Testament is important to them?
Well, first of all, they don't call it the Old Testament because that implies there's a New Testament.
Right.
They divide the Hebrew Bible into three sections: the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. Now, the Torah is the law, what we call the first five books of the Old Testament. The Torah contains the law that was given to Moses and is considered the very most important part of it.
Well, there's actually something that's even more important to a lot of Jews. And that is when the Jews returned from exile near the end of the Old Testament, the rabbis started to interpret the laws how they wanted to, and they began to apply the laws specifically to different parts of Jewish life. And these became even more important. These rabbinical translations became more important than the actual law itself.
Yeah, you remember that Jesus always seemed to be butting heads with the Pharisees, the religious leaders. Jesus would heal someone on the Sabbath, and the religious leaders would get angry. Jesus didn't break the commandment about the Sabbath. He broke the petty rules on how to interpret the commandment about the Sabbath.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a great passage in Matthew 15 that makes this crystal clear. The rabbis approach Jesus and they say, "Why do you let your followers break the traditions?" And do you know what they were upset about? Jesus' followers weren't washing their hands before they ate a meal.
Well, I just ate a meal and I didn't wash my hands.
I saw that. I was going to say something to you, but
I didn't want
to
tell
anybody
that. Kind
of leaving a film on the table there.
I mean, since we brought it up.
So, anyways, back to the subject.
we digress.
You know, but Jesus had a great answer for it. He says, "But why do you break God's commandments because of your tradition?" And Jesus just flipped the tables on them, and he showed them that they were so twisting the law that they were missing the whole point of why God had given it.
Yeah, over time, all of these interpretations from the rabbis were written down in what they call the Talmud. And the Talmud is what the rabbis spend their lives studying. And it's all based on the human traditions. Now, a lot of things happen in our world. A lot of things change. But you are not to challenge tradition.
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 So this human tradition becomes more important than the laws themselves.
Absolutely. In fact, Judaism teaches that even if a voice from heaven contradicts man's traditions, we have to go with man's traditions.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, another common belief among Jewish people is that people are basically good. Because we bear God's image and God is good, then we are good.
That's interesting to me. Taking into consideration that Jewish people are arguably some of the most persecuted, killed, beat up people of all people. Yep. I mean, 6 million Jews killed by good Germans. It takes a lot for them to still feel that people are mostly still all good.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because the Bible does tell us that as human beings, we were indeed created in God's perfect image. But it's the sin that so has coded this world, that we are no longer good. And we're not born good people and we're corrupted later. We're born sinners. And the Bible teaches us that it's only because of Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross for us, and that we accept his salvation, that this goodness that God intended can be again imparted to us.
Yeah, you know, they don't see the need for the good news of Jesus because they don't see the need to acknowledge that they are sinners and that they need a Savior. You know, they think of sin as something like murder and rape, things of that nature.
Kind of the bigger things.
The bigger things.
So do they talk about getting saved?
Well, not in those terms. The Orthodox Jew believes in life after death. But most Jewish people are uncertain about it. Some even deny that there is life after death. The emphasis for Jewish people is on living life in the present. They believe in a heaven, if they believe in a heaven, they believe that you get there by praying and doing things of that nature.
Yeah, but let's talk for a second about what some of these good things are that they believe in doing, because for a lot of Jewish people, it's more important what you do than what you believe.
And I would say that what you do is based on what you believe.
Absolutely. And you know, a Jew would tell you that that obeying the law, the Torah, and the rabbinical writings, that's important. But, you know, following the traditions is extremely important. A boy, when he turns 13, has a bar mitzvah. A girl, she has a bat mitzvah. There's all kinds of ceremonies for marriage and obviously all the dietary laws.
Yep, there's no ham or bacon.
Yep, no shellfish.
Wait. You need to hold the boat.
I know.
There's no ham or bacon.
Nope.
So if I wanted to make muffins, if I wanted to throw down and make muffins,
no pigs in a blanket?
No pigs in a blanket.
None.
No. Well, and there's also the Sabbath. And God, he rested on the Sabbath, and we need it too. And the Sabbath begins on sundown on Friday, and it ends on sundown on Saturday. And temple services are generally held on Friday evening, sometimes Saturday morning. But Jewish people vary on just how little rest is going to actually take place during the Sabbath.
Yeah. And in addition to the Sabbath, all of the festivals are extremely important to many Jewish people.
We know about Hanukkah and Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah, and Hanukkah really has nothing to do with Christmas time. It's actually known as the Festival of Lights by Jewish people, and it is used to celebrate the rededication of the temple in 164 B.C. There's also a festival called Purim, and that's usually celebrated in March, and it's a big, big occasion for a lot of Jewish people.
Yeah, one of the last books written in the Old Testament, Esther, tells us all about the story of how the Jewish people started celebrating Purim.
And all the other festivals come out of the Law of Moses. There is the Day of Remembrance in the Law, and that's now called Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, and that's a very, very serious day for a lot of Jewish people. Pentecost and the Feast of Tabernacles, those are connected with harvests. And, of course, there's the Passover. And the Passover celebrates when God liberated the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt. He told them that they were to slaughter a lamb and to take that lamb's blood and to put it on the doorposts of their home. And so when the angel of death descended on Egypt, he would pass over the Jewish people. And so judgment and destruction passed over them as well.
We think of the Passover in terms of Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as Christians, the symbolism of Passover for what we believe isn't lost on us. Jesus is the Passover lamb for us. And because his blood has been put on us, condemnation, damnation, and judgment also passes over us. We're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Wow. Well, we brought Jesus up. So let's talk about their view of Jesus.
Well, that's one subject that you will find that Jewish people agree on. Michael Medved, who is a film critic, he said, the most distinguishing characteristic of the Jewish people in America is not what they believe, but what they don't believe. And they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, period, end of story, not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we certainly see that in reading the Gospels. Jesus was not accepted as the Messiah by many Jews. The battles the church faced in the book of Acts came from the Jewish leadership who opposed their belief in Jesus.
I think it's also important to remember, though, that many Jewish people really do accept Jesus.
Absolutely.
I know many of them personally. In fact, all the early Christians were all Jews.
They were all Jews. That's right.
My question is, if they reject Jesus as the Messiah, are they still looking for a Messiah?
Well, Haley, it depends on how you define Messiah. Some Jewish people do think there will be a future Messiah or Mashiach, but he will simply be a human deliverer, nothing divine about him, as in the case with Jesus. Others think of the Messiah as just a symbol of the future golden age. Others think of the Messiah more in political terms, kind of like the modern state of Israel.
But we do need to remember that there are a lot of Jewish people who believe that Jesus Christ, the same Jesus that you and I worship, is the Messiah of the Old Testament. They believe that passages in the Old Testament that talk about the Messiah's birth, his lineage, his ministry, how people would react to the things that he said, how he would be treated and persecuted, and how he eventually would be crucified on a cross. They believe that these things all point to Jesus Christ.
So let's capture what we said. I've heard that Deuteronomy 6, the Shema, is a great confession of faith.
It is absolutely a great, beautiful confession of faith that Christians would agree with. And it is straight from Scripture, which we hold extremely important. But we don't interpret the Bible by our traditions or culture. We are to examine our culture and our traditions in light of what the Scriptures say.
Right.
Absolutely. And that same Bible, whether you call it the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, it doesn't change the fact that it contains over 300 prophecies that specifically point to one man. They specifically point to Jesus of Nazareth.
accepted Christ and who believe that He is the Messiah, they gather together on Saturdays and they're called Messianic Jews, and they worship Christ as their Messiah. So we're going to sing one of the songs that we do, and we can make music together. Why don't we stand up and close singing a Jewish song?
See you next week.